Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Now, the rush in the run-up to Christmas has begun, and actually the last thing you might feel like doing when you get home this evening is to turn around and start writing Christmas cards to your nearest and your dearest. And that's, of course, after you've gone to the shop and picked them out and paid for them. That's just not just the only cost, you also have to send them. And then you might find yourself wondering, you know, why bother? Is this a thing of the past? Or is that just me being a Grinch? Lots of people getting in touch suggesting yes, that's just me being a Grinch. As it happens, Kirsty Blake-Knox, journalist with the Irish Independent, knows a thing or two about Christmas cards and she joins us now. Kirsty, you're very welcome as always to the programme. You
Thanks
put
so
your
much.
Cards on the table, so to speak. Do you send Christmas cards?
I love sending Christmas cards. I can't tell you the sense of satisfaction I get from doing it. I just find it so enjoyable. And I feel like I've achieved a huge amount when I've got like my neat stack of cards and I go to the post office and post them. I really, really love doing it. I love picking out the cards. I love when you get to see what the Christmas stamps are that year. And I like set up a little station and I get like stickers as well. I get my kids to draw on them. I just think it's such an enjoyable experience, and I don't understand how anyone could see it as a chore, because it's just
how
such
many
a
do
fun.
You send?
I send between 25 and 30, so to my immediate family, friends, cousins, but I actually enjoy it so much that I usually end up sending more each year, but that's how much I do, about 25 to 30 cards.
Really?
And
have you always done that, or has that been growing, or...?
No, I started really getting into it when I had my kids, because I just started getting them to kind of like basically scribble in crayons across the cards. Mm. And then when I posted them out to my aunts and uncles, they all got back and were like, oh, that was so funny opening this like nice Christmas card. And it was just an absolute mess inside of like, you know, of marker and everything like that. And the reaction was so positive and I enjoyed the experience. So then I just was like, okay, well, I'll just keep doing it. And like, I just think it's such a nice thing to do. And I also love getting them. Like, we've just come through a period where you've got all this like junk mail and leaflets and election stuff coming through the post box. And then when you get like a nice heavy envelope with lovely handwriting on it, it just feels really special. And I just
it's really nice to get it. But can I spool back for a second? What do you write? Do you write Happy Christmas with love, Kirsty? Now that I can do. Well, or are you one of these people? Hasn't it been a tumultuous year? Firstly, in January, and then, is that what you do?
No, I don't do that. We just I just keep it simple and I either sign for everyone on our family, and then I get the kids to draw in on top of it. But I understand. I think if you start trying to write like a little novella or like a kind of update of what you've done that year, you're just going to end up not enjoying it. So I just keep it simple.
Get one of those stamps, you know, those ink stamps, and you go, with love, Kirsty. With love, Kirsty. Love, Kirsty. It'd be nice and handy, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, obviously, it depends. If you're sending it to people like my aunts and uncles, you'll write maybe a little bit more. But yeah, you don't want to get too bogged down in too much detail, I think.
Yeah, but it sounds like there's no fear of Cormac getting bogged down in too much detail. Lots of people getting in touch on this, because I was raising the question, Kirsty, a little earlier about whether or not people appreciate the cards and also the cost to them. You know, by the time you buy the cards and you buy the stamps and send it all off, you know, it does add up, and people are not impressed at all with that suggestion. I'll just give you this text now. I'm interested in your views on it. But Mary says, I only send about 60 to 70. My God, I think I'm great if I send 10. I only send about 60 to 70 Christmas cards each. Yes, it is expensive, says Mary. But if you care about someone, they are surely worth the price of a stamp. It's a lovely tradition. And are we going to let it die out? I love getting the cards and trying to guess who it's from by the writing before I even open it. I know young people like to text and reuse that same text for everyone. Isn't that a little impersonal, says Mary? What do you think of all that, Kirsty?
Yeah, I agree. And I like that there's something tactile about getting an envelope. I think those e-cards I find personally so joyless, because I just think they're so impersonal. I get what people are saying, the price of stamps are going up. But I think for what, I think it's like, I think for the amount of enjoyment I get out of it and from the feedback I get from my relatives, I just think it's worth it. And like for
Sarah, we're from the west of the Corrib where every euro is a prisoner.
I know, speak for yourself.
Well, it's especially true for you. But what about people, though?
Like,
what about people who
are... If you're not getting your aunt and uncle a present, if you're not getting someone a present and you send them a card, that's cheaper
I send them much love. What about people who reuse Christmas cards? So you might have been sent a Christmas card by a randomer. You put a white sticker over it and you write over that.
Have you ever done that? He has to be joking, Kirsty. Like, yeah,
I have had that done to me.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
that is the meanest thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
Don't say that about Sarah. She went to the effort of sending that Christmas card last year.
Well, I mean, I have done, you know, with a lot of schools now do this thing where, you know, your children will design their own Christmas card in school and you pay for the little packet. And I have some left over from the last couple of years, like from when they were younger. And I probably will use some of those this year as well as the new versions. Like, that's okay, isn't it?
That's fine. That's totally fine. I think it's fine to reuse old ones. I don't think it's okay to cover up someone that someone sent
Tipex
you the previous
works, actually.
That's like the gift bag. You know, the gift bag with the writing on it from somebody else, or like, you know. Lots of people getting in touch, like I said, on this. Joan from the Bennett's Bridge Art Group has been in touch and she's asking us to please not discourage customers from sending Christmas cards. She said, we've been producing Christmas cards for many years, local scenes from original artwork and photographs depicting local landmarks, and they shared the proceeds with local St. Vincent de Paul Society. She's asking for a shout out. So there you go. That's the Bennett's Bridge Art Group in County Kilkenny, and that's all for a good cause. But lots of people actually from smaller, you know, little producers getting in touch saying, we design these little handmade cards, and those can be really special, Kirsty, can't they?
Oh, really, really special. And you're like supporting a small business. And like, I just think, like, and like you said, or they can be raising money for charity or fundraising for schools and stuff like that. So it really does mean a huge amount to people when you, not only the people you're sending to, but the people that you're buying from as well. So I just kind of think I can't understand people who complain about it, really, because I just think it's such a nice gesture and it means a lot. And also, like, they always say, you know, at Christmas, sometimes people feel lonely and a card couldn't really lift someone's spirits if they're a bit down in the dumps. So you don't know how much of an impact it's going to have. So I just think it's a small gesture and it can mean a huge amount to people. And
you're
it's really satisfying to do.
If you send 25 or 30 cards every year, Kirsty Black Knox, fair play to you. But Sarah, I'll say one thing. If we don't get a card from Kirsty Black Knox this year, I will be very, very upset.
Your cards will be marked, Kirsty. See, I got another one in. Look at that. That's fantastic. No, you have actually convinced me. I'm completely convinced everyone should send Christmas cards, tens and tens of Christmas cards every year. Kirsty Blake Knox, thank you so much for joining us. That's Kirsty Blake Knox, with the journalist with the Irish Independent. You can keep your text coming to 51551. The WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32.